Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hour number three of the Rob Brown Radio Program continues. Rob, the great one, Lonzo with you. It is Wednesday. The sun rises over a beautiful part of the country here in upstate South Carolina. But also, welcome to all of you listening around the world for free on the Odyssey app. It's great to have you. We got a lot we need to get to as we roll through the show. But it's 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock on the dot, we do the audio blitz, our favorite audio that we have picked up over the last 24 hours from various sources around the world. Let's jump right in and get to some of this. Diego, you wait, please. Diego Pavia was talking to Rich Eisen after Vanderbilt. He is the QB1 for the Doors, knocked off Alabama this weekend. Rich Eisen asked, It was Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show talking to Diego Pavia. He said, was there any extra juice? Was there anything that kind of drove you to succeed in this game? Diego Pavia, Lonzo's dream host.
What's wrong with that?
I respect that.
Because you can be creative without having to delve into certain areas.
Gosh darn it, I was so freaking mad at their butts.
You don't need expletives of any kind, whether they're softcore or hardcore. I mean, you can just go without an expletive.
Words are words. There's some intensity behind it. But I like it. I like that Vandy. I like under Clark Lee. I like that this team has got a little gas to it. I like that this team's got a little edge to it. They were like, oh, you want to talk? Fine. We ain't shaking your hands. You're going to be disrespectful on our field. We're going to send you home embarrassed. Now, this very rarely happens, which is why we talk about it so often. But I am officially a Vanderbilt Commodore fan. I'm officially a Diego Pavia fan. Remember, he's the one after the game that, because he was on the field and could curse, said Vanderbilt is turnt. All in. Love this kid. Love Clark Lee. Love this school. I'm a Doors guy now. He said, you want to chirp? You want to be disrespectful on our field? That is fine. We'll send you home with a little memory.
Do they play anybody else of that supposed caliber the rest of the season?
I mean, who else is of that caliber? Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas.
I'm just talking about SEC right now.
Georgia
and Texas. Do they play Georgia and Texas?
Vanderbilt has remaining coming up on their schedule a contest against Kentucky on the road, Ball State at home. Then they are at home against number one. Could you imagine if they took Texas down? Would that not be the most incredible story? Of course, Texas is very on guard now. They're not going to come into this with the same attitude Bama did. Auburn, South Carolina, number 13 LSU, and number 8 Tennessee. I want to say they're getting one more. Give me one more ranked win for the Doors.
I'm going to go Tennessee. I'm just going to say they're going to take down Tennessee.
Diego Pavia.
If they were to beat Texas, for one thing, I'd be really happy for other reasons. But still.
Most incredible season in Vanderbilt history. Well, it might already be.
No. If they beat Texas, would Vanderbilt be number one?
just give them the title
now.
No,
that would be the sign that the end is near, I would think. We would look out and see, extra moons in the sky and all that kind of stuff. It's over.
Vandermilt's good. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Hey, Cam Newton. You know Cam. You guys have heard of Cam Newton, right? Used to play for Auburn, if I recall correctly.
Also the greatest quarterback to ever play for the Carolina Panthers. So far.
Don't worry. Andy Dalton's right here. Anyway, Jaden Daniels is a quarterback for the Washington Commanders. He's a rook, and he's having a real good year. Cam Newton had some advice for young Jaden Daniels. I need you to know I am now an avid Cam Newton podcast listener. For multiple reasons. Number one, there's a little animosity in Cam. You can tell. There's a little animosity in Cam Newton. Number two, that's a great take. That's a real good take. Keep it on the level. Don't buy into the hype. Don't let them build you up, Buttercup, just to let you down, because he is not wrong. NFL people, and I'm talking NFL media, I'm talking NFL fans. Boy, there is not much that NFL people like to do more than turn on a dude that they were in the back pocket of. And he's spot on about Dak Prescott. When Dak showed up and took over for Tony Romo, Dak was a darling. Now, every time Dak gets discussed on the air, it's just, how much longer can the Cowboys do this? How long can they tolerate this guy? How long can they this? How long they can that? And I honestly believe, as much as he says it ain't true, I believe there is a little part of Dak that hears all that, and it wears on him just a little bit. I honestly think this was a phenomenal take from Cam Newton, although he did go the opposite of Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to be Quentin Tarantino to get your point across. I mean, you can dial that back and appeal to everyone.
Not just a
certain audience, but you know, as long as you have an audience, even if it is just a certain audience, I guess that works in the podcast world.
I mean, Pat McAfee's making $126 million a year. You know, at the end of the day, I think we've kind of hit a point where it's like, yeah, if your preference is no language, that's fine. It's not the show for you. Like this whole, you need to appeal to everybody. I don't. I know that for a fact. And therefore, unfortunately for you, I'm dragging you down with me. You technically don't, because the show don't appeal to everybody. I've never said anything to the contrary.
Well, here's the thing. There are some people who listen to this show for me and not you, and listen to you
with great hatred
for you and not me. I mean, that's how that works. That's why it's good that we are not the same on some things.
Sure. Words don't bother me. They don't. They just don't bother me.
All right.
I don't care.
Say all those words you're not supposed to say.
No, I didn't say I'm allowed to say them. I said they don't bother me. All right. I'll go out in the hallway with you and say them right now. I'm not going to say them on the air because I like my job.
I prefer you did.
But I will also tell you that one of the things that I have pitched in the past, and I hope one day to get the permission from the powers that be, I have pitched for years the opportunity to do like once or twice a week a Rob After Dark podcast where I do get to just unfiltered. Because I don't have a problem with it.
That's been done down the hall, and when it's done down the hall, then you can't. I mean, you know, it's exclusivity.
Yeah, but this is me. You know, this is me.
Yeah, but it's exclusivity, so you're never going to get that.
All right, let's get to another one. I like this one a lot, and we're going to do more about this coming up in a minute because I said something to Lonzo this morning that made Lonzo spin in his chair and look at me. CJ Stroud was on the Pat McAfee podcast yesterday, and Pat. Of course, the Texans beat the Colts not terribly long ago, and C.J. Stroud was ice cold in this game. I mean, looked like a stud. Pat asked him a question, and not only did C.J. give a phenomenal answer, but he also kind of dunked on Pat McAfee a little bit, and I loved it. Called out Indianapolis Colts legend Pat McAfee for bailing on the Colts early, just on his own podcast, on national television, was like, yo, I threw that pass and I looked for you, Pat McAfee, and you bailed out early. And McAfee was like, oh no. Yep. Incredible work. I got to tell you, and we're going to talk about this coming up in a minute. We might do it next segment. There were like two or three other clips from that I'm like, damn, I like CJ Stroud a lot. I like this guy a lot. So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a minute. Jazz Chisholm plays for the New York Yankees. They lost to the Kansas City Royals in game two. This game is now, or the series is now tied at one game apiece with game three tonight.
Jazz really his name?
Jazz is, well, it's his nickname, but it's his, like it's, they just call it, it's just Jazz now.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Jazz Chisholm was asked about losing game two, and he said this. They just got lucky. I was thinking about this last night when I was putting this whole thing together when I heard that. And I'm like, whew. Because there is, when it comes to heels, Lonzo and I bring everything back to pro wrestling because pro wrestling is the ultimate art form. All right. It's just the greatest art form there is. There's two kinds of heels. There's the dirtbag heel, and then there's the heel that you're like, I'm kind of on board with this guy, right? Like right now, we got the story of Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens right now. I'm team KO because everything he's saying about Cody Rhodes is correct entirely.
I just want to say that I'm with you. I'm also team KO.
Yeah. Everything he's saying about the good guy, he's right. Right? What have I always said about bad guys in movies and wrestling? You know who the best bad guys are? The bad guys who have a point. All right? Now, this is fun to me. The Padres are over here facing off with the LA Dodgers, and they're the bad guys in this series. They're hitting the full DX out in the outfield to Dodgers fans. They're jawing at the fans a little bit. They're out here robbing. Exactly. They're dropping the full DX on him. And I'm all in. Why am I all in, though? You know why I'm all in? Joe B put it this way last night. He put it spot on correct. The Padres and the Mets are the DX to the authority of the Yankees and the Dodgers. That's why I'm on board. I can't stand the Mets. But there's a little soft part of me that's pulling for the Mets because I want to see them as the full fun and we embrace it bad guys.
Wait. After yesterday and the big deal you made about me saying I root for this and then you just did that?
No. Don't get me wrong.
You like forgetting
yesterday?
Let
me be clear. I also want to see them lose to the Padres in the NLCS because the Padres aren't my rivals. The Mets are. Hate the Mets. I just want to see a Padres-Mets NLCS because I think that would be great for baseball.
We all heard that. We all heard it.
And on top of that, the Mets ain't my Michigan to your Ohio State.
It's too late.
No, it's not, because it's a different thing.
I listen to the show. I mean, you know.
I don't. Ever. So, to me, there's also the Royals. The Royals are, you know who the Royals are? Daniel Bryan in the lead up to WrestleMania.
They are the greatest baseball team of all time and the greatest baseball team playing today.
Oh, hi, Mark. As Tommy Wiseau would say.
Look at what time it is, too. It's about time that he rolls over.
I am team Royals because I hate, you know who the Yankees are? The Dodgers are? The corporation. They're the corporation. They're the bad guys who are actually the bad guys who just happen to be up against another bad guy here. I am team Padres. I am team Royals because of things like if Manny Machado came out after the Dodgers won and said they got lucky, I'd be like, hell yeah! Get him, Manny! If Fernando Tatis Jr. came out and said they got lucky to win game two, I'd be like, fist up, let's go. But when the Yankees say it, I'm like, ah, screw you guys. You're the worst. Nobody likes you. All right, let's get, I don't know, how do we feel about this one? Brian the Boz Bosworth, when asked about being teamed up with Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers in Fansville. Keep that rivalry flame burning brightly as long as you can. Love the Boss.
I already loved them, but the whole take on orange for me, whatever shade of orange, I'm down with that.
The Boss. Never bleeping graduate. Incredible. Well done.
And there are probably some people who don't realize who he is. It took a while for me to realize that that's the Boss. And it's, yeah.
The Boss.
Because it don't look like him.
Noted action movie star, Brian the Boss Bosworth. And also played a little college football back in the day.
Just a little bit. NFL was not good for him.
Action movie star after his college football career. Went straight out of Oklahoma, straight to the silver screen, did the boss. No stops in between anywhere else at all.
Like not in Seattle?
Not. No, okay. Never anywhere else. College football megastar, Hollywood A-lister, and no stops in between at all that we talk about. When we come back, you know who else made the rounds on social media yesterday? Lonzo, I'm very sad. I forgot my shades today because we're doing a Connor Stallions segment. I know. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about our friends at New Life Weight Loss. I dropped 54 pounds with New Life Weight Loss. I dropped 12 inches off of my waistline. This may shock you. Because I get up every day and I talk into this microphone with the full belief that people find me entertaining enough to justify being paid for it. All right? But I've struggled with self-confidence in the past. Why do you think I'm in radio, not TV? Because I've struggled with my weight and the way that I feel like people have perceived me. And I've allowed them to perceive me. New Life Weight Loss has helped me immensely. Not just with the 54 pounds I've dropped. Not just with the foot less around than I used to be. They also help me with that self-confidence. I feel like the best version of myself. I feel like the most confident version of myself. Not only is New Life going to help you be healthier, and that's the most important thing, but they're also going to be able to give you that sense of self-confidence back, that sense that, man, I look good, that we all wish that we were able to maintain, right? It has worked for me, and it will work for you, because I promise you, if I can do it, you can do this. Believe me when I tell you that, and you can do it more easily with New Life Weight Loss. Go to their website, mynewlifeweightloss.com, or call them and use this number. This is the special Rob Brown Show number, 864-719-2550, 864-719-2550. You tell New Life Weight Loss that Rob Brown sent you, they are going to give you $250 off the New Life Weight Loss Program. But you got to call by the end of this month. 864-719-2550. I mentioned the Rob Brown Show. Get $250 off the program with our friends at New Life Weight Loss. Connor Stallions. You may remember that name. If you do remember that name, you will remember that name. But Connor Stallions was the super secret spy behind the Michigan cheating scandal that rocked college football during the 2023 season, a cheating scandal that led to the suspension of Jim Harbaugh for a couple of games. Of course, ultimately didn't matter because Michigan would go on to win the national championship game and were forever be marred by that controversy. Well, Connor Stallions was making the rounds, is making the rounds, I guess you could, should, would say, on the podcasting circuit right now. He was on the College Football Report, and they straight up asked him, did you, and can you give us an example? And Connor Stallions, I guess, has decided that he is out of to give. Connor Stallions says that he gave the Buckeyes signs, then disguised that they came from Michigan because he thought Ohio State would say, no, these came from Michigan. We don't want them. But he says that Ohio State did indeed receive, and though he did not say they used them, he did say that he made sure that those signs were delivered to Lonzo State's Buckeyes. So, Connor Stallions now directly implicating the Ohio State horse chestnuts in the cheating scandal of 2023.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Anything?
Oh, you want me to respond?
Uh-huh. I sure damn do.
To a liar and a cheater. And you want me to talk about how I'm supposed to believe this guy? I'm supposed to believe that guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
At this point,
I don't believe him.
Why would he? Okay, that's dumb.
All right, here's the thing.
That's why he would take you down with him.
No, here's the thing. Why would they need that to beat Michigan State? I mean, come on. It's Michigan State. I mean, come on.
I mean, don't right?
No,
I'm not disagreeing with that at all. I'm just saying I absolutely do find it relatively.
I want to see some proof.
I don't have that.
So we gonna take the word of a cheater.
Wait a minute. Hang on now. A lot of the accusations against Michigan are things that Connor Stallions has admitted to. So we're dismissing all of that too? So Michigan's off the hook? Because Connor Stallions has been saying he didn't do anything wrong at Michigan.
Don't
believe him there?
This is a thing where he wants to take down a bunch of other schools with him, so lessen the degree of hate that he's getting from other people. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So he's also, by saying he helped other schools, makes it look less like Michigan had something to do with him doing what he did.
Mm-hmm. 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 For the record, he also was directly asked if South Carolina received any signals from him. Yeah, so that's how he responded to that. He gave the old classic. I don't know how to answer that answer. Where is my button? Did I move?
Color coding is your friend. I'm just saying.
It is. I had them all color coded. Now I have too many of them. Oh, wait. There it is. I made it blue. So there's that. Make of that as you wish. Now, I don't know. Is this story interesting anymore? Because NGL, they're not going to like circle back around.
Yeah, they're not
going
to. They're not going to do anything. So I mean, your 15 minutes is up, dude. Go away. Go back to coaching high school badly.
I mean, his 15 minutes is definitely not up. By the way, real quick before we go, Connor Stallions also said that he ain't the first to cheat. So Connor Stallions said, "I'll give up the whole bag. I don't care. I take everybody." He's taking the Buckeyes down. He's taking another team that he won't mention who they are, but he's taking them down.
Does this fall under whistleblower laws? Because he's kind of blowing the whistle on some people. I mean, supposedly.
I don't know because I'm dumb. I got nothing. Here's what I do know. What I do know is he was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast from Barstool, and I'm listening to this full interview today. Today, I'm listening to this whole interview.
Yeah, they're going to ask the hard-hitting questions, of course.
I mean, dude, he just macho-manned your team, said y'all were in on it.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
He's only sticking with the Big Ten. You notice that. He's trying to stay away from other schools.
He don't give a damn about anybody else. Hey, C.J. Stroud was on the McAfee Show yesterday. Turns out, I really like C.J. Stroud. We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. C.J. Stroud was on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday, and the reason I bring this up is because as I listened to this interview yesterday, it's a good listen. It was an enjoyable interview. I said something that I have yet to say about anything so far. Guys, I think the Panthers may have drafted the wrong guy. I need you all to know that hurt me so much more than I thought it was going to. I think the Panthers may have drafted the wrong guy. I may have I may have arrived at that conclusion. Now, that's not to say Bryce Young still can't be good. Okay? And we're going to talk about that in a minute with something that Kurt Warner said yesterday. He may still be good down the line. It may a little further develop. Maybe needs a little bit more time. Maybe he's on the Sam Darnold method. Take a little while to get in the right situation and then be the man. We'll see. But C.J. Stroud came out kicking butt very quickly and continues to kick butt to this very day. How did you get so mature, C.J. Stroud? Asked Pat McAfee. I like this dude a lot. I like this dude a lot. We played it earlier. I'm going to play it again because I just liked it that much. There was one throw that C.J. Stroud made. His little out route to Nico Collins over to the right, just past the sticks, enough to pick up the first down and effectively doom Pat McAfee's Indianapolis Colts. And McAfee asked him about that. And not only did C.J. Stroud answer the question from Pat McAfee, but then he decided to dogpile on Pat, who was very sour about his Colts losing. My dude put McAfee on blast for bailing on the team that he loves and that he celebrates all the time. Was like, hey, I was looking for you on the sideline, Pat. Where'd you go, bud? Caught him out on his own show. That's incredible. Let me tell you what I hear out of this kid and what I see out of this kid. What I see out of this kid, obviously, is a tremendous quarterback. And I have been and will continue to give a ton of credit to the Houston Texans because they didn't just realize what they drafted in C.J. Stroud, but they immediately begin saying, here's how we build around this kid. Here is how we make sure that this kid is set up for success. Then he went out there and he said, all right, you're going to put the guys around me to be successful. I'm going to make sure I'm developing. I'm learning within in this game to do it. But here's the other part. C.J. Stroud is absolutely a dude who at this point would be fully understandable if it went straight to his head. And he was out there kind of being like, hey, man. He's not that at all. He's not that at all. He's fun. He's lighthearted. But he's also obviously very serious about the game. And has taken full advantage of the opportunities presented to him. I have said a couple of times, I haven't heard yet, and I'm not saying they're not happening. I'm not saying they're not happening. But I haven't heard the interview where Bryce Young sounds like a quarterback getting better. In fact, here, Sheena Quick asked Bryce if the benching and having to sit on the sidelines the last couple of games have impacted him or motivated him. Listen to the difference in the way. And I'm not judging the guy for how he talks in terms of tone or inflection, any of that. But listen to Bryce Young's answer. You know, it's a fine answer.
I don't care what you say. You're not going to motivate me. I motivate me, I guess, is what he's saying.
It's a fine answer. There are, and in this, I will say there are three types of people. People that are internally motivated, people that are externally motivated, and people who aren't motivated at all.
What if you have multiple voices that are motivated by each?
You're schizophrenic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just asking for a friend.
I mean, you're
and
still
a friend
you're
and also
and that
a
other
friend.
Yeah. That is by definition an internally motivated people. And there are some people who are, you know, they catch a little bit of both. I will tell you, I'm an externally motivated person. Okay. You know what I'm motivated by? As Lonzo and I have had this conversation many times. Lonzo and I are motivated when somebody say, y'all can't, y'all won't, this ain't it. Lonzo and I are two people who go, okay. All right. Watch out. When I got here and we started putting in for SCBA Show of the Year Awards, you know what one of the things I got told was? Rob, that award, yeah, we've got a couple, but you're brand new to the market. You're probably not going to get it. What'd Lonzo and I do? Won that son of a in year number one, baby, and two more times since then, and we're going for it in year four. Because I've been told, hey, you're 4 out of 5. Come on, dude. Like, there's a lot of shows in the state. Yeah, well, that's it. External motivation. Daddy like money. I like working, as Lonzo makes the joke about 63 jobs. Hockey season starts tonight. Preseason game at home against the South Carolina Stingrays. I got hockey. I got baseball. I got football. I got all kinds. I got more irons in the fire. I like to work. You know why I like to work? Do you think it's because I take great pride in being busy all the time? No. I like money. I'm a big fan. I'm motivated by the dinero. I just happen to be one of the cats that's very, very fortunate and able to do 67 jobs and like the jobs that I do. But I'm motivated by the money. External motivation. I listen to Bryce Young. And it's fine to be an internally motivated guy. Like, it is fine to go, I want to prove to me. I want to. I'm good with that. That's fine. It ain't the way I work. It ain't the way I operate. But it is what it is. That being said, I don't listen to that guy and, like, feel a sense of confidence about him, right? Not making me feel confident in him. And I think I am the last Bryce Young defender in the Carolinas at this point. But I don't feel confidence about him. I don't feel the confidence of BY. I'm utilizing this. This is a fire. I got to prove these people wrong. And just say, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a guy that's like, yeah, I don't know. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm not saying that's it. That is how he is. I'm just saying it's how it comes across to me. And then there's CJ Stroud, who is like the exact opposite. He threw that touchdown to Nico Collins like 60 yards on the dime, dropped that thing in a bucket. Looked remarkable throwing it. And I pointed this out to Alonzo Monday. I know he saw it already, but I loved it so much. Turned to the hard cam like a seasoned WWE veteran. Crossed the arms, leaned the head back like a freaking gangster.
What's regularity have to do with his pose? Did he look constipated?
I think what Pat and CJ meant by that, no, the word regular doesn't ordinarily go straight to how's your poop.
It does, though.
It does if you're older.
I'm contractually obligated as a grandpa to ask that question.
Exactly. You know. My grandmother, literally every time I go see her, is like, how's your BM?
You're going to get the rules in February.
Is it a 40 thing? Oh,
they're going to be mailed to you.
That's terrifying. I apologize every day.
They will be mail. It will be an email.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rob Brown Show. Happy Thursday morning. I hope you're all regular and having a great day. We have to intro every show starting February.
You could say that and it could have two meanings. I mean, you know.
I think what he means by that is CJ is so used to making that play that there's no like running down the field, windmill in the arms because I'm all jacked up. He's just like, that is what the hell I do.
No, this is, here's what I believe. I believe that there's some old guy that's trolling the Utes and put that word into the Urban Dictionary and made it mean something else. And the whole time it just means regularity. And he's like, watch this. And now they're all using that word. But he knows what it really means. Like, I know what it means. Like, you'll know when you get the rules when you turn 40.
I look forward to that email. It'll come in.
No. It's gonna be regular mail.
They fax it to me?
Yeah, no, it's mail.
Oh, it's actual mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with a stamp on it.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, don't throw it away because they'll keep sending it. They'll know if you open it or not.
So I do want to say, because Texter said, don't you think that CJ Stroud would have been a bust on the Panthers and Bryce Young would have been lighting it up for the Texans? I have said and I maintain to this day, I think CJ Stroud would have taken the Panthers up a win or two last year and a win or two this year. And I think Bryce Young would have taken the Texans down a win or two last year and a win or two this year. Okay? I don't think it would have been like directly the inverse. I don't think Bryce Young would be doing everything CJ Stroud's doing in Texas with the Texans right now. And I don't think CJ Stroud would be doing everything CJ Stroud's doing with the Texans in Carolina or what Bryce Young's doing in Carolina. I think they would have both come back to the average a little bit. I absolutely put a majority of the blame of the failure to develop Bryce Young on the Carolina Panthers leading up to this year. Okay? I do. I have. I maintain that. And my examples, my illustrations are Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, who are both having electrifying years in Minnesota and Tampa Bay, respectively, this year. So I think there is evidence right now, that Carolina and the New York Jets could both say, it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. But I also think I saw CJ Stroud this weekend making throws that rookies don't make. That's it. That pass that McAfee asked him about, that sideline pass, when McAfee said, you threaded the needle twice and dropped that thing on a dime, he's not lying. There was, when, you know, you hear the term window, right? You got to throw it in the window. the window to get that football through was the size of a football. If that ball is an inch left, an inch right, an inch up, an inch down, that ball is not caught. But C.J. Stroud threw a strike in that spot, and he just keeps doing it. The deep ball, finesse. The short ball on a beam, smoke coming off the back of it. The throws this guy's making are 4 years beyond where he should be as a second-year starter at this point. It's incredible. Do I think he would have been a bust in Carolina? No. Do I think he'd look like this? Also, no. There's no Nico Collins in Carolina. There's no Set in Carolina. They're better than they were last year for sure. But Deontay Johnson ain't that guy. He's good. He's a good X. But he ain't Nico Collins, who is broken out for the Houston Texans. Do I think he'd be as bad as Bryce Young has looked? No. Do I think C.J. Stroud would have been benched this year? No, I do not. I think he'd have been better than that. I like this kid a lot. And I am at the spot now, a year and five games in, where I have to say, I think the Panthers got the wrong guy. Now, James just said in the stream, the Texans failed upwards. They would have taken Bryce at one. I agree. And I also think 22, 25 teams would have taken Bryce Young number one. I'm not going to elbow drop the Panthers for having Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. The overwhelming, not consensus, but overwhelming thought was Bryce Young was the pick. It's easy to say that a year and a half later. It's easy to go, oh, I knew the whole time. If C.J. Stroud was a UCLA Bruin and not an Ohio State Buckeye, Lonzo would have different feelings about it. He acknowledges his homerism.
You can say, yes, my homerism does exist, but you can say that, but you can't say that because you don't know that. C.J. Stroud was a better quarterback to me in college, and I thought he was better ready for the NFL, for sure.
That part of the argument I'm fine with. And I said that from the beginning. Remember what my catchphrase was. C.J. Stroud has a higher initial roof than Bryce Young. Bryce Young has a higher long-term roof than C.J. Stroud.
Saying ceiling, and the roof is higher than the ceiling. I mean, it's
okay. Whatever above us level you want to use.
We heard the ceiling talk quite a bit.
Okay,
there's a promo about
C.J. Stroud has a higher initial ceiling. Bryce Young has a higher long-term ceiling than C.J. Stroud. But
it's a lot of buts.
Maybe not. Point is, Bryce Young in college, better quarterback than C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud?
Disagree.
Absolutely
disagree.
More. Disagree. Disagree. He has a Heisman Trophy, disagree a now. National Championship, disagree every then. All-American you can for
scream.
Sure.
Disagree then. Go back and listen to the tape. Disagree now.
I'm not saying you didn't say that. I'm saying you were wrong about that. However,
was I?
You were right about C.J. Stroud being more NFL ready, and I will give you that. I think maybe the Cats got the wrong guy. You know who's not the wrong guy? Lonzo, when it's Sports Flash time.
I am Mr. Right, so... The New York Jets fired head coach Robert Saleh, probably a dad joke, yesterday after the team opened the season with a record of 2-3, not him being fired, my name. Owner Woody Johnson said the decision was his. Saleh had been with the Jets since 2021 and compiled a 20-36 record, which is bad, no matter what sport you're in, and was unable to end the Jets' 13-year playoff drought. Duh, with that record, you can't do that. Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich will take over as interim head coach for the remainder of the season. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his fourth home run in five games as the San Diego Padres beat the L.A. Dodgers 6-5 and took a 2-1 lead in a National League Division Series. Game four of the series is tomorrow. Tune in this Saturday at 12:30 as Furman Powell and State go on to Chattanooga Mox. It's Furman versus Chattanooga right here on your home for Paladins football. That would be us. That would be the fan. That would be the fan upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.